Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled A New Creation.
Amen. We're going to have Isaiah 1:10, a beautiful passage. Thank you, Lynn.
A shoot shall come out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. And the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Ben. And then Matthew 13:54-58. He came to his hometown and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So quickly reading these scriptures this morning, I had the sense of a new creation. And what is the new creation that we are ushering in ourselves this very Monday morning? How are we seeing the world? How did we get up? You know, how are we in ourselves? And how are we seeing the world when we read the news or when we study scripture? And is it through the sense of clinging to what has been? Is it the sense of an old creation, or is it a new creation? So we have here in Isaiah, it's a beautiful verse where he is bringing such hope into the people of Israel. They're meant to be a light to the world. And he says, you know, a shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse. There'll be a new thing happening. And he will know the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He'll delight in the fear of the Lord. And the way he judges and protects the poor, righteousness shall be his belt. And then this amazing imagery of the wolf lying with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Now, and this kind of imagery of hope, of amazing leadership, and then the upside down state of the world is incredible. And when you read that, you're like, oh, wouldn't that be great? And my question is this morning, where do you see this? It is, yes, it's a hope for the future, but it's also a hope for our present reality, because Jesus has come and he's died. He's already won the victory. And we're talking about the kingdom coming in the here and now. So where are we seeing the wolf lying with the lamb? And if we just read the news and stuff, I don't see this. I just see, I see war, I see tragedy. And so we'll pray into that this morning. Where is this sense of this new creation? And I'm asking the questions here. I don't have the answers for you, but it's something to ask yourselves this Monday morning. And then we have Jesus. Now you think his return to his hometown might be a bit of a triumph. Like, wow, look what, you know, it's like often like a football player, like Harry Kane. So the Spurs fans all shout, you know, shout and chant, he's one of our own. You know, he's been with us the whole time. We've watched him grow up and look at him now. He's one of our own. And there's a sense of pride in a football club like that when you have someone who's just spent their whole career there. And, you know, he's one of them, he's loyal. And that's not the sense you get here, is it? When he returns home and he teaches them, he says these words to them, they're like, what? You're just the carpenter's son. You know, we know your mum, we know your brothers and sisters. Who do you think you are? Because previously he's just told the parables of the kingdom. And these parables and his teaching is not just something you can passively go, oh, that's nice. Very good. Oh, isn't he eloquent? Oh, doesn't he sound nice? What a lovely young man he's turned out to be. All those kind of like thoughts that are kind of passive thoughts almost, aren't they? They're not engaging with the teaching that he's got, whereas they're engaging and they're not liking it. They're taking offense at what he's saying. That why are they taking offense? I think it's because one, he's upsetting the power of the day. So he has come in with this a new creation. He's talking about the kingdom of God. He's talking about this, you know, the wolf lying with the lamb kind of symbology. And the people are heavily invested in the old system, in the old creation. They know what to do. They know where life is at. And here comes this upstart, and he's making disciples leave their jobs and go off. He's throwing spirits into pigs and making them jump off a cliff and ruin the local economy. He's upsetting things, isn't he? He's turning things upside down. And they're not up for that. And I think actually, if we look at ourselves, a lot of us aren't. When we think of this new creation, we often think, oh, how wonderful, yes, that'll be good. But then when it starts actually happening in our lives, do you know what happens? Things are turned upside down. There's disorder, there's chaos. There's also times of peace and great joy and fulfillment and a sense of well-being, a sense of a meaning, of purpose of life. But there's also this turmoil. You know, before a field can be harvested and grown, you have to plow it. You have to turn up all and take out the weeds and all this stuff. And I wonder if that's what's God's doing that with us now. And this passage is like a foreshadowing. So just as he was rejected by his hometown, it foreshadows his rejection on the cross, that the whole of Israel would come against him and say, no, thank you. We'll do away with you. We don't want to hear any more of this. And interestingly, it feels like the people that are around him, they also disapprove of him. His mum, his brothers often, well, they came and they, you know, say, come back home. They thought he'd lost his marbles. Like, he'd gone a bit astray. And they tried to bring him back in. And they kind of disapproved of some of the stuff he was doing. But, you know, later on, it was these people that the church is built on. So after the cross, after his resurrection, these people are actually go, oh, we get it. Jesus was different. He was the Son of God. That changes everything, because their outlook is, he's just a boy. He's the carpenter's son. He's just this brother and this sister. He's Jesus. But actually, he's Jesus, the Son of God. And that changes everything. So the early church is built on Joseph, James, Simon, Judas. These people are great leaders. And so often we can feel like we're hardened or we're not open to it, and that might be how we feel. And let's just admit that. Let's not pretend to be something we're not, and ask God to meet with us. Ask God to open our eyes to what it is that's holding us back. Ask God to, you know, just to see, is there something we're missing of him in our lives? Are we missing the lion living with the lamb, or the wolf? Are we missing the wolf living with the lamb and the leopard lying down with the kid? Are we missing these things in our life? What out there in the world, where is this happening? Because God is at work here and now. And if we don't see this stuff, then are we working with the kingdom or against it? So that was a good, that was some new creation. I want to see more of it. And I must admit, I feel a bit discouraged recently. It's a number of things, but I want to see Jesus working in my life. So my challenge to me this morning is, where is this new creation happening? God, would you open my eyes? So let's pray. Jesus, you were far more than they could accept back then. And so many people just didn't understand what you were on about. When you told them about your coming death and resurrection, we couldn't understand it. And sometimes it feels like you are beyond our comprehension. When our needs aren't met, or our leaders fall, or the world isn't the place we want it to be, we feel frustrated. And it's easy to blame others, Lord, but Lord, would you open our eyes to how actually your kingdom is coming? Because I know, I believe it is. Would you open our eyes to that this morning, this Monday morning? Would you open our eyes to what you're going to do this week? Give us a new imagination where we can envisage a new creation.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.